Welcome back here with the news at 1. European Commission Vice President Maros Šefčovič has said Boris Johnson's legislation to overturn large parts of the Northern Ireland Protocol is illegal. The British government say they want to stop checks on some goods going between the North and the rest of the UK, they say to protect the Good Friday Agreement. Speaking in Brussels a short time ago, Maros Šefčovič said the action would break international law and was extremely damaging to mutual trust and respect between the EU and the UK. This morning, the European Commission relaunched legal proceedings, which were frozen last year, and announced new proceedings as part of its initial response to the legislation.
There's no legal nor political justification whatsoever for unilaterally changing an international agreement. Opening the door to unilaterally changing an international agreement is a breach of international law as well. So let's call a spade a spade. This is illegal. The UK bill is extremely damaging to mutual trust and respect between the EU and the UK. It has created deep uncertainty and casts a shadow over our overall cooperation, all at a time when respect for international agreements has never been more important. That is why the Commission has today decided to take legal action against the United Kingdom for not complying with significant parts of the Protocol on Ireland, Northern Ireland. We have been withholding this legal action over the last year because we wanted to create a constructive atmosphere to find solutions. The UK government's decision has left us with no choice but to act. First, we are proceeding a step further with the infringement process we launched in March 2021 regarding, for instance, the movement of agri-food. If the UK doesn't reply within 2 months, we may take them to the Court of Justice. Second, we are launching 2 new infringements against the UK. One for failing to carry out the necessary controls at the border control posts in Northern Ireland by ensuring adequate staffing and infrastructure. And one for failing to provide the EU with essential trade statistics data to enable the EU to protect its single market. Ladies and gentlemen, the protocol was the solution agreed with the UK government to protect the Good Friday Belfast Agreement in all its dimensions, avoid a hard border on the island of Ireland, and protect the integrity of the EU's single market. We know that there are some practical difficulties in implementing it. We have said so openly. That is why my team and I had been engaging extensively with all stakeholders on the ground, resulting in a set of solutions put forward in October, showing genuine and unprecedented flexibility.
That's the European Commission Vice President Maros Šefčovič speaking today. Let's talk to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. Tony, let's just go through some of what he said there. What is it the EU is taking legal action against Britain for? What is it they've done and what is it that they have failed to do?
Well, interestingly, Gavin, the legal action today is not intrinsically connected to the bill. In other words, it's not legal action against the UK on the basis of a transgression of the good faith clauses of the withdrawal agreement by introducing the bill. But this is really a signal of intent. So this legal action was initiated in March of last year. You'll remember that the UK decided to unilaterally extend the grace period for a certain kind of paperwork linked to agri-food shipments going from Great Britain into Northern Ireland. These are called export health certificates. There was a grace period of 3 months. The UK decided to extend that by itself without consulting the Commission. The Commission took legal action, but then last summer, that legal action was paused in order to give the overall talks, technical talks between both sides to try and deal with the problems of the protocol, to give those talks some time and space. So by unpausing or unfreezing that legal action today, the Commission is effectively saying that, look, the UK came to us last year and asked us to pause that legal action so that we could work on this together. Now that the UK has decided not to work together, then the basis for pausing those that legal action has fallen away. And they've also added two new infringement proceedings as well.
Yes, tell us about those, because these concern the inspection posts, which are kind of at the centre of what the UK is proposing not to do or to do in the bill, but which should have been done already.
Yeah, that's precisely right. I mean, I suppose at the centre of the protocol is the need for checks and controls on agri-food going into Northern Ireland from Great Britain, because Great Britain will be outside the EU's framework of law for food safety. So that's a very sensitive part of the protocol, because there are huge volumes of food, as you can imagine, that go straight over to supermarkets from Great British GB hubs. And essentially those consignments, in theory, would have to be checked somewhere. And so under the protocol, Northern Ireland had to build these border control posts at ports. But this was a very sensitive issue for the DUP, that looked like physical infrastructure that would re-emphasise, if you like, the difference between Northern Ireland and Great Britain. So the work to build those was very slow in getting off the ground. Then the work stopped. And then, of course, you'll recall that Edwin Poots, the former agriculture minister, said, we're not continuing with building those border control posts, and we're not going to staff those border control posts. So basically today, the commission is saying, look, that in itself is a breach of the protocol, so we're taking action there. The other issue is on real-time customs data, which the UK was supposed to provide the European Commission so that they could see from the UK's own databases and systems exactly what's coming into Northern Ireland. And on the basis of those databases, they could see, well, what's the risk? What's the risk of stuff going south? What's the risk of stuff not being up to EU standards and so on? So the Commission has complained about this for a long time, but now they're taking legal action.
Tony, stay with us. Let's hear what the Taoiseach has had to say this lunchtime. Micheál Martin has been speaking in Cork about the EU's resumption of legal action against the UK in the aftermath of that protocol legislation on Monday.
I have been in close contact with European Union leaders over the last number of weeks in relation to the protocol and potential action by the British government, and I think this represents a step up. That said, the European Union is still available and wants to bring a resolution to issues arising from the operation of the protocol through substantive negotiations with the United Kingdom government, and that is the only logical and rational way forward, is in my view, to commence these negotiations.
That was the Taoiseach Micheál Martin speaking a short time ago. Back to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. Tony, what else did you learn today?
Well, the other part of the set piece, if you like, from the Commission this morning was to say, look, we offered proposals on easing the burden of the protocol last October, and the UK has never really fully engaged on them. So what they've done is they've spelt out in greater detail what those flexibilities might look like. Now, there were four papers altogether produced last October. One was on medicines, which has kind of been dealt with because the EU has changed its legislation to make sure medicines can flow into Northern Ireland. The other two areas are very important. Again, it's customs and SPS or agri-food checks. So what they've said is, look, under our flexibilities, we can reduce the number of SPS checks by 80%, and we can reduce customs formalities by 50%. But to give a more, I suppose, tangible expression of that, Mara Šefčovič at his press conference today held up three sheets of paper. He said, for a huge consignment of mixed goods going from, say, a supermarket hub in GB to a Sainsbury's in Northern Ireland, you would not need 300 pieces of paper or 30. You would just need three pieces of paper for that entire consignment. So this is in a sense saying, look, this is the crystallization of what we are trying to do, but we can't do it if the UK is not a willing partner. And again, this is part of the Commission's strategy at the moment, which is to say, we're keeping our lines of reassurance open to Northern Ireland businesses and stakeholders. All the other stuff about the European Court of Justice and VAT and competition rules, all of that is a fixation of the hardline Eurosceptics in the Tory party. So we are appealing directly to businesses to accept what we're trying to do.
Tony, sometimes it's hard to keep up this week, but if Monday was a bill of a signal of intent without actually doing anything yet on the part of the UK, is today's legal action, again, they're not actually going to court yet. It's not going to happen for a few months at the earliest. Is that fair?
Well, the way it works is, okay, a country is first issued with an infringement proceeding, and it's basically a letter of reasoned opinion from the Commission saying you're breaking EU law, and you've got a couple of months to reply to that. And then there's a sequence of steps before things end up in the European Court of Justice. Now, if the UK doesn't reply to the unfreezing of this infringement procedure, which is, has already gone down the road to a certain extent, then it could end up in the European Court of Justice. Now, that gets you into a very interesting legal situation, because the bill itself essentially will say that the European Court of Justice no longer has a role in Northern Ireland. So whether the UK decides to simply disregard this legal action because they believe that they're no longer subject to it, that's one thing. The European Commission is absolutely adamant that under the withdrawal agreement, which is an international treaty, the UK government is potentially captive by the European Court of Justice because the treaty was agreed under European Court of Justice rules.
Tony Connolly in Our Eurobetter in Brussels. Thank you.